Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, we got some faithful missionaries scattered around. Some are new and haven't been on the field very long, but others have been there for a long time. And one of those families is Bob Rutta and his wife Diana, and they have served down in New Zealand since 1988. And Brother Rutta shares with us that they're in their winter time, and it's been a cold one this year. He says, as I write this, there's snow on the hills all around us. Yesterday, most of our city was at a standstill as cars were sliding across the road and into fences and into other cars, and many were simply abandoned on the side of the road or even in the middle of the road to wait for the snow and ice to melt. Dunedin is a very hilly city, and because of our position near the ocean, we freeze over very quickly. Now, I've been there with him, but I'm glad I wasn't there in the winter, but in a better time of the year. Well, he says, there has been so much going on since my last letter, and we've been very busy. The Lord continues to bless our church. We're opening the doors to an overflow room every Sunday to fit everyone in. Now, that's a good problem to have. We're looking for solutions, but if our growth continues, we'll have to make some major decisions within the next 2 or 3 years. Please pray that the right building comes along that we could renovate into our next church building. Our church here is the sending church, or a new church that started last year in a farming community about 2 hours southwest of us. There are no major cities nearby, but they have been growing steadily. They asked me to be the speaker at their first anniversary service. When Diane and I pulled up at the community hall that they were renting, we looked around and there was nothing but farmland as far as the eye could see. Not a building in sight, but they had been busily inviting people throughout the community to attend. And we had over 70 in attendance that day, with many first-time visitors. And I preached the gospel message, and there were two that got saved. One that day and another the next morning. And let me just pause there to say that if you know anything at all about New Zealand, you know that's not common. It's often very difficult to get people to listen to you and to come to church. So we're praising the Lord for the Rutta's church and the growth there, as well as this new church plant to the south of them. Now, Brother Rutta says, last Sunday, our church appointed a new deacon and also an assistant pastor, Brother Nathan. Now, that was a major step for our church. I had the men of our church come forward as we laid hands on them and prayed for God to empower and use them. This was a very special and moving time as our men acted in true unity of spirit. Nathan was called to preach several years ago, and I've been training him in our institute for the last few years and spending extra time mentoring him. This step is a natural progression in his training, and if the Lord allows, and the church votes accordingly when the time is right, he may be the next pastor of our church. As missionaries, our job is to build a church and then turn it over to someone that we have trained. Please pray for our church as we see what the Lord has planned. Thank you again for upholding us in prayer, and I would ask you to pray for Bob and Diana Rutta, and for their church there and the way they've been so faithful and how God has provided in such a way for them. And we're rejoicing with them.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.